regulating the short-term accommodation industry, Airbnb and stays properties, will require registration should they be leased out for more than 90 nights a year. The Australian Hotels Association chief executive is Bradley Woods, who joins me on 6PR this afternoon. G'day, Bradley.
Good afternoon, Ollie.
Why do you think this is a good move?
Well, we've finally seen, nearly 8 years of discussion with both successive previous and this government, regulation in place now for short-stay accommodation that's offered through platforms like Airbnb. These are measures that have been needed for quite a long time for a market that's been unchecked, that has led to loss of long-term housing stock, community disruption and unfair competition with existing licensed accommodation.
Is that because more people are choosing Airbnbs over staying in bed and breakfast or hotels, Bradley?
Well, what we've seen is an expansion in the overall visitation market. We've seen tourism and accommodation growth within the industry. But what we've also seen is the profitability for these short stay operators much greater when they move out of long-term stay accommodation. Rental returns versus short stay accommodation earnings are not as high, and that's been certainly a financial encouragement for them. But that has also led to many thousands of properties disappearing out of the long-term rental market, which has not been good for West Australians or new people living in the state.
90 nights, though, now, it's quite prohibitive, isn't it?
Not really. Not when you consider the average short-stay accommodation has around 30% occupancy throughout the year. It's not really that much of an impediment. But at the same time, it's not a cap of 90. They can operate 365. All it is a trigger to get proper local government planning approval. Every short-stay operator in the state will have to be on the mandatory registration, which means that everyone, regardless of whether they're operating 10 nights or 365 nights of the year, will be on that registration scheme. And that means that we will know who our neighbours are that are offering Airbnb or other short-stay accommodation. If you live in an apartment building and someone's operating a short-stay on the same level, then you'll get to know whether that is occurring, because that register will be searchable the same way in which a house on a street or a townhouse would be identified as well.
Will it also mean if they're on the register, they've got to adhere to more conditions like you do in the hotels industry about fire escapes and more red tape?
No, not unless they breach in the Perth metro area the 90-day limit. It's once they go over the 90-day stay limit that they then have to start meeting some of the planning requirements that hotels, motels and other short stay have to. What that looks like, we don't know yet. It'll be up to local government to come up with their model and the formula of what those requirements are. Obviously, it's going to be impossible for some to retrospectively rebuild an apartment building. So some apartments may not be able to stay within the accommodation short stay market and revert back to long stay accommodation. And that's a good thing. And that's a good thing because the state government's also recognised that and incentivising that movement with a $10,000 bonus cash payment to those that take their properties off the short stay market.
But the rules now, going again council to council, you could have a different scenario in the city of Perth as you could just down the road in Mount Lawley, because that's in a different council area. Should this have been streamlined, do you think, Bradley, right across the state? Should this be the responsibility of the state government as opposed to individual councils?
Absolutely. We would have preferred to see a statewide planning guideline that had uniformity across the metropolitan area, but with some degree of differential within regional councils, because the environment of, say, Broome is different to that of Margaret River.
Yes.
And the requirements for bushfire emergency escape routes and plans and fire escapes and all sorts of other conditions dealing with cyclones and that are very different. So therefore, there should be flexibility in the regions. But what's happened is there is no regulation for the regions to have a minimal maximum number of nights to trigger the planning requirement. So it's really put a lot of pressure back on local government authorities to deal with this, as opposed to there being a statewide planning guideline.
And we have a situation in our southwest around Busselton and Dunsborough, the Margaret River region, where there is just a lack of long-term accommodation at the moment, particularly for the workforce, finding it tough just to attract staff. Do you imagine they might have a tighter cap instead of 90 days? It could be something as low as 30.
Yeah, well, areas like, say, Margaret River region, the southwest, may well need to go with the 30-day cap. They need accommodation for teachers, for nurses, for police. We need accommodation for people working in the tourism and the wine-growing areas in the hospitality space. And without proper caps on the maximum number of nights before they hit that trigger, then there needs to be those considerations in place. Otherwise, we're not going to be able to deal with and address these massive labour shortages that we're seeing in key regional parts of the state.
Ultimately, Bradley, do you think more people will be sleeping nights in hotels now instead of Airbnb and stay, short-term accommodation?
I don't think it'll change that very much. I think what it will do is just provide a bit more comfort to those investing in the accommodation industry that there's a bit more of a level playing field. It may actually encourage some further investment and building of new resorts within Western Australia as a result of there being a better and more fairer level playing field. But at the end of the day, I don't think it's going to see a massive shift at all as far as where people choose to stay. If they want to stay in hotels and they enjoy the 24/7 comfort and service that comes with a service property, that's very different to a single occupancy house or apartment that no one's there to look after you. So I think consumers know what the better option is in staying at hotels.
If you want that club sandwich at 10:30 at night or 1 o'clock in the morning.
Exactly, Ollie.
Bradley, thanks for your time.
You're welcome. No worries. Cheers.